Ladies and gentlemen, I am back. This is the Interracial Swingers Podcast. This podcast discusses the lifestyle from the perspective of mixed couples. We have our own unique challenges, and this is the place to discuss it. This is an adult informational podcast for mature audiences. All views expressed are based on our personal experiences. This podcast does not constitute any medical or professional advice. I'm so glad to be back on the microphone. I know I should be on the microphone more than I am, but you know what? Sometimes you don't want to listen to me ramble about trivial stuff. So I try to get on here when we have some good information to talk about, keep you guys informed of what's going on, and let's get right down to it. I want to thank everybody who sent me so many emails and asked questions about the lifestyle or about our group or about interracial couples and all of that. And I try to discuss topics that you guys are interested in, and we're going to get into that a little bit today. Let me tell you about our group, We Swing LV. We are an interracial group, swingers group. If you have any questions or concerns, would like to contact us, please email us at weswinglv@gmail.com. Also, if you would like to be part of our private Facebook group, our private Facebook swingers group, got a lot of good people in there. I just want to say, hit me up, E-A-R-L, Earl Bolden, B-O-L-D-E-N, on Facebook. Give me an instant message. Tell me that you want to get in the group, and we'll find a way to get you in there so you can look around and see our wonderful members and hopefully get involved in the lifestyle. Sometimes we look at your Facebook page just to see if you have any other swingers on your page. It makes us a little easier for us to add you. But if not, just say, hey, I'm new or I'm interested in the lifestyle. Let me know that, and then we'll go ahead and add you to the group, and our wonderful members will welcome you. And man, maybe you can get involved. You can check out and see how we get down. If you'd like to see something a little more racy, we do have a MeWe group as well. And if you, again, instant message me on Facebook to get on the MeWe group, I will send you the link and we'll get you involved in that as well. So I'm ready to start the show. Let me just throw a little update out there for y'all. If you're part of the group, you know we have a posting right at the top of the group about my wife's 50th birthday party. She's turning 50. Can you believe it? She thinks she's over the hill, but I think she's just climbing the hill right now. So I have rented out an entire nightclub on the Strip just for the guests for this birthday party. So please come out. It's not going to be any cost to y'all. Come out and help my wife celebrate her 50th birthday in fabulous Las Vegas. Like I said, I've rented out an entire nightclub just for us, the members of We Swing LV, and all of our guests to come out and wish my wife a wonderful birthday, 50th birthday. Like I said, again, it's going to be on the Strip. It's going to be in a private nightclub. I rented out a nightclub. Nobody's going to be in that nightclub but us that night. So come on out and have a fabulous time. Make your reservations now if you're flying in town to hang out with us and celebrate. We would love to have you. With that said, after the party's over, we will be having a swingers event in the hotel in a suite. Okay, now, we've invited about 400 people to my wife's birthday party. Obviously, I'm not going to be able to get 400 people in the suite to play. So I'll be breaking down the details about how you can get in the suite if you want to be involved in that. If you just come to the birthday party, come to the birthday party and have a good time. If you want to play after, I'm going to be making some arrangements for that. I might be doing a wristband thing. I'm going to have to limit the number of people that go to the suite to play. So if you want to be part of that group, you're going to need to let me know early because I'm going to cut that off probably at about 100 people, maybe a little less, depending on the square footage of the suite. I've reserved the suite, but I haven't seen it yet. And I've already reserved the nightclub. And there's going to be plenty of room there. Obviously, we can't play in the nightclub. The hotel is going to frown on that. But the suite will be ready for us to have a good time. So if you're interested in coming out, contact me. If you're going to come to Vegas that weekend, January 22nd, 2022, make your reservations early. Okay, don't wait to the last minute, because when things like that happen, they jack the room rates up. The bad news and the good news. Let me give you the bad news first. The bad news is that we were doing it on AVN weekend because we knew all kind of celebrities and porn stars and people that just like to get down were all going to converge here. So we would have a few more people at the party so that we could have a good time. We've recently heard that they're going to do a virtual AVN. Boo! Who in the fuck? Whatever. Anyways, I don't think AVN's coming. I think they're going to do a virtual thing. It's not going to be in Las Vegas. Whatever. We still going to throw a party. We still going to have a good time. We're still going to celebrate my wife's wonderful 50th birthday. And life goes on. So come on out. Make your reservations if you need to. If you don't live in our city, or if you're not in Arizona or California, someplace close where you can drive in, make your arrangements and come out and celebrate my wife's birthday. And then we're also going to have a fabulous swing party on the strip. And I want y'all to come out and be a part of that. Now that I got that out of the way, let's start the show. I already talked about our MeWe group. Yes, I talked about that. I already talked about our Facebook group. You know how to get into all of that. I'm not going to go into that any further. All right. So today's quick topic, I got an email from a guy named Roy, very cool dude in California. And let me get into my notes here real quick. Roy is asking me, hold on, I'm going to write down exactly what it said. Okay. He's asking me how I get this question a lot. Roy is asking me, how can I get my wife involved in the lifestyle? Folks, this is a tricky one. Okay? I'm going to throw out a few suggestions. I'm going to let you know how I got my wife involved. But this one, I believe, in my personal opinion, you needed to start having that conversation earlier in your relationship. That's just my own personal opinion. Now, maybe you were married, maybe you had kids, now you're empty nesters, whatever the case may be, and you want to spice up your relationship. Well, that's how you need to present it to her, okay? And they're him or her. And I just, and this guy has asked me, how do I get my wife into the lifestyle? But it could be vice versa. There could be a lady who wants to get her husband into the lifestyle. And if they're not familiar with the lifestyle, you're going to get some pushback or maybe some resentment. So what I'm going to do this morning here is I'm going to just give you some suggestions, okay? So this guy contacts me in email. He wants to get his wife into the lifestyle. One of the things that I would do, if it were me, I would sit down and first I would give some reassurances. Okay, I would say, I'm interested in doing this, but I want to experience it with you. That's important. Because a woman or a man, if they hear that, say, you know, I'm interested in the lifestyle. I mean, I want to start swinging. If you approach it like that, I feel you're going to make your significant other feel like you're no longer interested, or if this is getting stale, or you need to be with someone else other than them. They're going to have a lot of questions. So I think the first thing you need to do is you need to sit down, present what you want to do and why you want to do it, but you have to make it inclusive. Baby, I want us to try to experience something new. I don't want to do it by myself. I want to do it as a couple. And here's why. Present it. Present. You got to present it in a manner that your significant other, whether it be a him or a her, can understand the reason why you're doing it. Now, let me just throw out this little tidbit of information. If your relationship is already rocky, and then you're like, well, I think that we should swing, that stop right there. It's not, you already have some, I tell people this all the time. You cannot fix your relationship with the lifestyle. Okay, you're not going to make it better. You're probably going to make it worse. Okay, so my first suggestion is give your significant other some reassurances and make it inclusive. I want to do this as a couple. I don't want to do this without you. I want to take on this new experience together. Let's explore this together as a couple. And I think you'll get a little bit better feedback on that. My second suggestion is once you present that, your significant other is going to have some concerns, okay? Listen to those concerns. And when you listen to those concerns, have some solutions available. That goes back to the first thing I said, some reassurances. If she says, here's my concerns with this. I feel like you just want to be with other people. I feel like this is an opportunity for you to be with other women and ignore me. Or I feel like you have some kind of sexual addiction. You need to have some solutions to her concerns. Be like, no, baby, we've been together a long time. It's not that I want to be with other people. I want to include us and enhance not only our relationship, but our sexual relationship. I want to get the fire back. You need to have, whatever you say, I'm just throwing out some suggestions, but you need to have some solutions to her concerns. You know, always let your significant other know that you love them first, okay? This isn't we're going to rekindle our spark by doing this. I love you first and always, okay? You need to let them know that. And regardless, if your significant other says they want to do it or if they say they don't want to do it, you need to be like, okay, well, you know what? Maybe we'll revisit this. Maybe we won't. I'm glad you listened to my concerns, but I love you. It's important. It's important. Okay, you don't want to go down a road where I want to do this, whether you want to do it or not, that's not going to work. And I've seen it fail many, many times. Okay, so regardless if your partner says yes or no, mainly if they say no, be like, I wanted to run that past you. I understand your feedback and I love you. And sometimes you got to leave it at that for a while. Okay, pressing is not going to work either. Okay, because it's just going to generate resentment. You don't want that from your spouse or your significant other. You know, they're going to have some reservations. They're going to have some concerns. You're asking your significant other to do something maybe out of their wheelhouse that they don't really understand. Okay, and then that goes into my next part or the next thing that I would like to say about this is, you got to be doing it for the right reasons, okay? Your reasons may be to explore something new sexually. Maybe you have some fantasies or desires that you've never expressed to your significant other. Now, if for some reason your significant other says no, then maybe you guys do some other things in the bedroom, and maybe that will start to solve the problem. That might not get you into the swing game, but maybe that'll help. If you have some fantasies or some desires and she's not willing to take that big a leap, swinging is a big leap. Okay. We've talked about this before. Watching your significant other either pleasure or be pleasured by someone other than you is hard for people to wrap their brain around sometimes. It's difficult. Okay. So sometimes before we say, hey, let's just start swinging and take that big a leap, maybe you guys need to do some fantasy stuff in the bedroom first and kind of take some baby steps up to maybe going to a swing club or maybe meeting another couple and having a conversation with them. Okay, maybe take some baby steps, throw on some porn, watch what they do, go to an adult bookstore and have some fantasies. Maybe the wife will dress up in some lingerie, put on a wig and act like she's somebody else. Maybe you got to do some prime, maybe you got to prime it first a little bit before you just say, hey, me and you should jump into the swing thing. And maybe that's not the way to go about it. I'm just throwing out a few suggestions. Okay, so remember, if it's a no, they probably don't understand the why, and it will make your significant other feel threatened. Okay, now I could only imagine, my wife is different. I brought her into the lifestyle, and she was very open-minded. But if she wasn't, I could understand the reason, especially if your relationship is kind of new, you've been together a little while, but you're trying to get some things going, you've had these fantasies about the lifestyle, your significant other may feel like, oh, well, you just want to be, like I said earlier, you just want to be with somebody else. You want to have your cake and eat it too. In the back of your mind, maybe you do want to have your cake and eat it too, because that's what the lifestyle is really all about. It's about having your cake and eating it too, in a great environment with good people, with the one you love, your significant other. Okay. So there's a lot of dynamics to that. And sometimes your partner doesn't really understand why you want to do it. And it makes them feel a little bit threatened. That goes back to my earlier conversation about having a solution to their concerns. When they throw those concerns out there to you, you need to have some answers. So think this through when you finally decide to sit down with your partner and say, this is something that I've been interested in. She might say, oh, you're a sex addict or whatever. Yeah, no, this sometimes it's not even about sex. A lot of times when I meet couples, especially in the interracial lifestyle, the husband may not even play. His whole fantasy is just watching his wife be pleasured by other men. So whatever your dynamic is, you need to be able to communicate that to your partner so that they understand why you even want to be involved. Okay? Talk about it. The last thing that I would say about this, if your significant other does decide to say yes, here's a good suggestion. Go to a swing club, get introduced, and just watch and meet people and talk. And talk amongst yourselves too. Talk about who you might like, what body types interest you, what you're willing to do, your absolute do's and don'ts, what you're not willing to do. You don't even have to play the first few times. Just kind of get the feeling, get the mood. You might go to a club and that club might not be right for you. You might have to go to several different clubs. Maybe you go to a few house parties and you just watch and you meet some people and you mix and mingle and you don't even participate. But if you do get to the point where you're finally at the place where you guys do participate, I think this was a game changer for my wife. And I made sure I did this right away in the end. I'm telling you, if the one thing that I say will work, this works every time. It has for me, and I know that it's worked for others. if you are new to the lifestyle and you get an opportunity to play with a couple, when you come home, discuss it. I take it a step further. Here's what we do. We go play. We come home. We shower. We fuck. And then we discuss it. Okay? Because I'm always very excited when I see my wife get pleasured by another man. So it turns me on. Okay? So I might be playing with somebody. She might be playing with somebody. We come home. We get in the car. We talk about it. I'm like, so how was he, baby? How was he? He
was good. He was, I like him. He was cute. This, that, and the other thing. She's like, How was that lady?
Oh, she was good. She smelled good. She was beautiful. She was moaning and groaning. We talk about it. It excites us in the car ride home. Then once we get home, we take a shower and then we fuck. And then we talk about it some more, or we go to sleep and we talk about it in the morning. Man, last night was a good time. So communication. The last podcast I did in early September was about communication. This whole thing, as it regards to the lifestyle, to the lifestyle, is about pleasure and communication. And you need to be communicating the whole time. Good example. You got to be on the same page. So I should be asleep. I'm doing this podcast October 10th, October 1st. It's late. October 1st, 2021. It's 3:00 in the morning. I got to be on the road in a few hours because I'm going to Scottsdale to play. I got some other shit cooking too, but I'm going to meet with some people. We got a lot of lovely ladies in the Phoenix area, and I put out a little post in the group that I was going to be coming to town, and some ladies reached out, and it was like, well, come on out, man. Let's have a good time. So I'm always pleased, you know, when I get the opportunity to go play, but I communicated that to my wife. Hey, I'm going out to Scottsdale on business, but there's a few nights that I'm going to play and meet with some people, and I told her who I'm meeting with and all that whole nine thing. Communication, we have fun. So when I came home today, she was like, well, I just want to let you know that while you're gone Saturday night, I'm going to go to the swing club with a couple that we know. Well, they're not a couple, friends of ours, some good friends of ours, a male and a female, and my wife are all going to go to the swing club, and she's probably going to play. But she let me know right away. She got the information earlier this afternoon. She knew I was packing up to leave to Scottsdale. And she was like, oh, by the way, not text me, not call me. When she seen me, she said, by the way, I'm going to the club Saturday night. She's probably going to play. So we're on the same page. See, communicate. So no one's feelings is hurt. She knows I'm going to Scottsdale. She knows the ladies that I'm going to see. She's met the ladies that I'm going to see. It's all good. Communicate. Now, obviously what I'm talking about takes time. It's not going to happen right away. But the journey is the most fun. You know, you're going to have some trial and errors. And I talk about that on the podcast all the time. You know, some little hiccups that we have navigating the lifestyle. Because it's not going to be perfect, but it is going to be fun. Let me put that out there to y'all again. It's not going to be perfect, but the journey's going to be a good time. So just make light of it and have a good time. Communicate with your significant other. So I hope I answered the questions to the gentleman that contacted me about getting his wife into the lifestyle. Talk about it. Address her concerns. Start slow. Maybe do some things that don't have anything to do with the lifestyle first at home. Kind of prime it. Ask him or her what their desires are. They may have some fantasies that you didn't know about that they need to communicate to you. And you might be like, oh, I didn't even know that you were into that. You see what I'm saying? So if you take it slow, meet good people, that's key too. I always suggest that new couples meet experienced couples. There's nothing worse than two green couples trying to navigate the lifestyle that you're not experienced enough to handle things, in my opinion,
that may go wrong. Okay. You got to have some skills to navigate. You know, my wife and I were talking to a couple just the other day, and, you know, we have a little leg knock under the table if we don't think it should go. We got some signals. We got some key things we do because we're in tune. We're on the same page. When you're new to the lifestyle, you're not going to have those signals. You're not really going to know how to communicate it that good. There's going to be some trial and error. But don't get mad. Just say, oh, I didn't know we was going to do this, or I didn't really like the way that went down. Okay, now you got a reference. We won't do that again. We'll do this. See what I'm saying? So it can be done. But what you need to realize is for some people, it's just going to be a hard no. And if it is a hard no, then you got to go an alternative route. And that's why I was talking about before. Maybe just spice some things up in the bedroom, man. Do some fantasy. Do some role play. You know, act out some things that you've been interested in, regardless of what they are. And then that might be a way to bring you back around to the lifestyle. But again, sometimes a hard no is what you're going to get, and that's going to be the end of it. So hopefully that's not the case for this gentleman that emailed me. Hopefully this information was a little bit helpful. And I hope they succeed. I hope everybody succeeds. I love the lifestyle. I've said this many times to you guys. People always ask, how did you get your wife into the lifestyle? It was simple for me because I had been in the lifestyle for a long time. And when we met, I told her I was in the lifestyle. And I said, listen, I'm really starting to care for you. And I like you. And I want to be a part of your life. I said, but I've been in the lifestyle a long time. And at this point in my life, I'm not ready to give that up. So if for some reason that's not for you, we could still be friends, we could still hang out, we could still fuck, but we're probably not going to go any further than that. And so she had to come to a decision. And I've told that story many, many times. Now, that's not going to work for everybody. I'm telling you how I did it so that you have a reference. This is what worked for me, but I'd already been in the lifestyle. If you're a couple and you're new, both of you trying to get into the lifestyle, then you're going to have to ask each other questions and communicate and kind of go slow. Go to a club, meet an experienced couple, see if you know somebody who's in the lifestyle. You might have some friends in the lifestyle. You didn't even know they was in the lifestyle. Maybe you talk about it to one of your close buddies. Do you know anybody? Maybe she talks to one of her girlfriends, you know, in confidence. Do you know anything about this? She might say, oh, yeah, you know, Brenda and her husband are swingers. Really? I didn't know that. You see what I'm saying? Then your wife can talk to Brenda, and then Brenda could be like, oh, girl, I've been doing this for a long time. Can kind of help you out, bring you along, take you down that path, somebody who's more experienced. All right, so that was today's quick podcast. Like I said, I'm going to get a couple hours sleeping, and I need to get on the road to Scottsdale so I ain't too tired. I got a big weekend coming up. I want to thank everybody for listening. Hopefully a little bit of this information will be helpful to some couple out there wanting to get into the lifestyle. You have all of our information. We hope more people jump on board for the party coming up in January. I love y'all. Happy swinging. Peace.